Good morning. Welcome to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Gradick, your host. Delighted to have you with us. It's a beautiful morning. It's going to be a beautiful week. And we're very pleased to have, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary. Kathy Parsons, President and CEO, Impact of West Georgia, has now completed the 10-year course of being a guest on Community Voice. And as a result, she got the gold coffee mug. Once you get to 10 years, you get a gold coffee mug. And it's, of course, gold-plated, and it's simulated gold-plated, so it's not worth much of anything. But anyway, thank you for coming in. The work of Impact West Georgia has obviously been going on for a long time, and the work is amazing. But, you know, this is Carroll County, West Georgia, and people move in or people don't pay attention. So let's just start out at the remedial education level. Tell us about Impact West Georgia, what it is, and give us a little history.
Well, Impact West Georgia is a faith-based nonprofit working among at-risk populations in Carrollton. We became a 501c3 in 2005, but we were actually working even before that in the late 90s, teaching English as a second language just kind of on our own. And then in 2008, we opened Hope Center, which is a residential transitional center for adult homeless men. That's been going on since then, and we have a chart in our office that says, "But then God," and it starts out where we started out, and then every two or three years, the wonderful things that God has done, providing an office, providing a community and development director, providing a transition assistant, providing an office for us separate from Hope Center. We started out right in the front room at Hope. And then last year, we were blessed to purchase a permanent shelter for our warming center. We call it Impact Community Shelter. It's open during the day as well as at night when the temperature is 32 degrees or below.
It's also a cooling center, is it?
It is. We're open every day, Monday through Friday now, 10 to 2, and people can come in and do wash and laundry and take a shower and get case management help from our case manager there, Stephanie Richards. And so we also do Deserve Van. That started in 2012. That's through the Trinka Davis Foundation and Community Foundation of West Georgia. We were gifted with a sizable grant, and we purchased a van and retooled it to be double wheelchair accessible. And we carry Carroll County veterans to and from their health care appointments. And everything we do is free of charge. Commercial transportation is very expensive. And we felt like our veterans deserved, at the very least, access to the medical care that they needed. And so we've been doing that since 2012. We're so grateful to the Community Foundation and to Trinka Davis for their ongoing support over the years, and the American Legion over the years to help us maintain and sustain that work. We also, one day a week, and that's Thursdays, take our veterans to the grocery store or to get a haircut or buy a pair of shoes, anything that they need that was related to their health, their overall well-being, that isn't provided by somebody else. We also have ACE, which is an educational work that we have, adult and community education, where we teach English as a second language, adult reading and writing. We have Cool Kids Club that fosters the love of reading in children, we hope. And then we have Woman to Woman there, which is something we do like three times a year, 2 hours once a week for about 4 weeks. And it's just a place where women step aside, leave everything at the door, and we're just women. We just have fun. We do everything from gab to games, and we learn things. We've had things like Dr. Allison Key and a counselor come when we did a session on self-care. And we just do different things at that, and it's just been a wonderful addition to the work that we do. And we also do some workshops like how to avoid the title pawn trap, get that job, keep that job. Bank OCK has come to us, and we're going to do a session called Money Smart, but they're going to do one to help people navigate the banking system, especially people who have never tried, and they don't think they can get a checking account, especially someone who's been incarcerated, perhaps has a felony, and we deal with them, with the homeless population, as well. And they think they can't get a savings account or a checking account, but they can. And so they're going to do a workshop with us to help them navigate that system and show them the resources that are available that they don't even realize they have. So that's basically our three divisions, homelessness, veterans, and education. And we've been doing it for a long time.
That's one of those stories where you definitely want to give God the glory for it. I mean, it's just...
It's all about His glory in West Georgia. He's alive and well and living in West Georgia.
It's just an incredible story. Incredible work, and it shows, and y'all don't receive any government funds, per se, or?
No, we have in the past gotten government grants, but the rules and regulations with them...
Restrains our work.
And so we expect God's people, and there's all the unbelievers out there who really support the work because we're doing work that they know is valuable. Mm-hmm. We're a small nonprofit, but we do big work, mm-hmm. and we try to do it well, and we have the highest rating in GuideStar, which is a nonprofit watchdog, fiduciary watchdog. We'll be good stewards of the funds that you give us, and it takes money to provide these things, even the transportation alone, and the liabilities and insurance, the utilities, all the things that we provide for our Impact Family clients, it's an expensive thing. And so we promise to be really, really good stewards.
And toward that end, and we'll talk about this in details, but the Ride for Hope for this year is coming up, and that's a very important way to raise necessary funding, and it's a fun thing too. We're going to talk more about that because that's coming up. But generally, we always start out, as I think we should, and to get an update on the work with the homeless population in Carrollton and West Georgia, Carroll County. Tell us where do we stand on that? And I know in years past we've talked about how some of the homeless are men just down on their luck who might even have a master's degree and something, quote unquote, something happened in their life. What's the composite now, or what's the current homeless situation?
Well, for us, Men of Hope come to us broken. That's why they're homeless. But it's not that they've all made bad choices. Now, some of them have made bad choices. They're coming to us out of being incarcerated. Others have had a wreck, let's say, mm-hmm. and it just devastated them, devastated their families. Or they've lost a loved one, lost a child or a spouse, or a divorce can even do it for a man. And there are just so many. Every man has a different story. And so we try to meet them where they are, let them set goals. Some of them look at you like a deer in the headlights when you say set goals, have a financial budget. They've never done those things before. And you really can't reach where you want to be if you don't know where that is and what it takes. So we take them from where they are to where they want to be gradually, step by step. If a man comes to us with a job, a car, and all his documentation, he's way ahead of the game. Most of them, I'd say the high majority, come with nothing but what they've got in a little bag on their back. They don't have their documentation. They've lost it somewhere along the way. You can't even apply for a job without your Social Security and some sort of ID. And so those are the first things we get in those cases. And many of them do not have transportation. And so that's what one of their goals is, to save for that. Some of them don't have jobs. Well, the first job they have when they come to Hope Center is to get a job if they don't have a job. Of course, you have to get that documentation first. Like I said, every story is very, very different. And the Men of Hope are very different from our clientele at the new community shelter.
Well, how do you get, I mean, because I think the reason y'all so well supported for all these many years is that you take them and you immediately move them toward that job. And that gives them the work and of course, the work ethic and the satisfaction and the goals, et cetera.
There's honor in it.
Of course. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to sit there on the couch and collect a check. It's not good for anybody.
Well, and if people think that's what hope is, they need to think again. And that's what we tell potential men of hope. This is not just a place where you come and you're the first one there and so you can get a bed and then you leave and you do whatever you want. It's a program designed to really help them. And they have to save 90% of the funds and they have to prove they're saving it.
So how do you get them from the bag and lost their documentation to the place where they've got good employment? That's a big lift.
It is, and it takes time now. We used to be able to do it, and when we first started back in 2008, we actually incorporated in 2005, but we had to refurbish the building that we had, so it took a while to do it debt-free. And so in 2008, when we opened the door, we could get them in and out in 90 days. They mm-hmm. could save their money, they could get out, and housing was affordable. Now housing is unaffordable. Mm-hmm. It's just almost impossible for them to transition out in just a month or a few months because the rents are so high, and they have to make three times the monthly
sure.
rent in order to even apply, and then they have to pay to apply.
Yeah,
so
four times.
A lot of them are moving out in with roommates,
mm-hmm.
And there are some spaces now available where you rent a room and you get a room and a bath, bed, bathroom. You share common areas with people.
Right.
There are several of those options, and then we've looked at those for several of our clients.
What do you do when someone, a man, comes to you and they obviously have some mental illness issues or drug substance abuse issues?
Well, a lot of that, mental health is very closely associated to homelessness, or mm-hmm. homelessness is very closely associated with mental health. Many, many, many of our mental health, or our clients, especially at the community shelter, have mental health issues. And we work closely with them and with the mental health advocacy group and Pathways to get them the care that they need. Now, Hope Center is a moderate to high barrier program, which means we do a preliminary interview with any potential man of hope, and we talk to them about what, we tell them what's required of them and what they can expect from us, and so that they can make an intelligent decision about whether or not Hope is really a place they want to be, because it's very structured. And if they're not able to meet the program guidelines, then they're not an appropriate candidate for Hope. But now the community shelter is low barrier. Anybody can come there as long as they're in personal control, you know, of themselves. We don't test for drugs or alcohol, and anyone is welcome to come there and get the case management that we can supply, do their laundry, take the shower. They can come as often as they need to, and we help any way we possibly can.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about a community center, but also we're going to get into the details about the Ride for Hope 2024. It's on Saturday, September 28th. Pre-registration is now open. If you pre-register, you're guaranteed a t-shirt in your size and a pen. And so a lot of extras. First 50 to register get their name in the drawing for the grand prize. So we want to go ahead and register. And we'll have all those details. We'll be back with more with Kathy Parsons, President, CEO of Impact West Georgia.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Gredick, your host, and I did in radio something we call the T's, and I didn't tell you what the grand prize is for the Ride for Hope. The first 50 to register get their name in the drawing for the grand prize. And the grand prize is?
It's an Arctic Ice cooler. It holds, I can't remember now, how many bottles?
115 standard 12-ounce cans.
There you go. That's what it holds. And it's a really cool little refrigerating unit.
Easy temperature control, interior LED light, adjustable glass shelves, and adjustable legs for leveling.
Yeah, it's a really cool little thing.
This is what you find in a convenience store, isn't it? Kind of?
Something like that, not quite that big. It's about like a dorm-sized refrigerator size,
yeah,
but it's
a lot
got a glass
nicer
front.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's really a nice thing. We have several Igloo coolers and lots of other items that will be given away, but that's the grand prize that the first 50 who register will get their name in the drawing for.
All right, and the ride is the 28th, and we start at Wally World, Carrollton. Check-in registration 8:30, 9:15. Kick stands up at 9:30. We had a pilot on the other day when, you know, wheels up and the kit stands up. And it ends at John Tanner State Park with the lunch, prizes, and fellowship. How about that? Pre-registration cost is only $25. $12 for a co-rider. Nobody would ride with me. Day of cost, they pay not to ride with me. Day of cost, $30 and $15 for a co-rider. How many do you normally have?
We have somewhere between 115, 120 bikes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
They're not all Harleys, though, are they?
No, there's some great bikes, though. I mean, they're very impressive. And someone on Facebook the other day said, why can't we come? We have a cool car or a cool Jeep. And I said, we have had cars and Jeeps, especially older cars, antique cars, or just something kind of, you know, cool-looking cars come, and they follow the ride. And we'd love to have you. Just call and register. And we would love to have you follow the ride up there and be a part of it.
All right. Now, we've built up the suspense, and now everybody's saying, well, how do I register? Well, you go to the website at Impact West Georgia. That's Impact West and then GA. You don't spell out Georgia. ImpactWestGeorgia.org. Click on the homeless at the top of the page and go down Ride for Hope. Then all the way down and click Donate. Yay. Put in your t-shirt size, and if you want to, you can call Charlene. That's a country song, Charlene. I think, anyway, 770-83.
Jolene, I think is what you're
thinking. Yeah, it's Jolene, but it's Charlene. I think she was on the front porch swinging. 770-834-4007. So, anyway, we'll go over that again if you missed it. The community shelter now on 27 is finished?
Oh, yes. It was finished. We actually opened it up and took in clients overnight in February.
That was a huge project.
It was a huge project. And we have a capital campaign to help us break even with it as well. So if anyone is interested in helping, we would love that. We have raised about $230,000, and we need $250,000 to break even. We're
wow.
not in debt, though.
Right.
You know, we have funds to cover it, but we would love to break even with that, and we need about $20,000 more to do that.
How many lives, actual lives, do you think have been saved or going to be saved because the temperatures got way too hot for some people or way too cold for others?
I'm glad you said that, because the Warming Center started out, to save lives. That was the whole idea, is to keep people out. And one of the first weekends that we opened up, and we were anywhere we could be, anywhere they would let us, the Old Rock Gym, and we thank God for St. Margaret's Episcopal last year, who let us be there almost every time. A man died of exposure in Atlanta that first weekend. So it is about saving lives. That's what it's about. We've had hundreds through the shelter at night, and of course the clients that we're dealing with across the summer, they can come in there, get a glass of cold water, a bag of chips, and take a breath when the temperature rises above, you know, 100 degrees heat index. There's no set point for the heat index, but when it's so miserably hot, it's just dangerous. And when they have those air quality warnings out, it's just dangerous for people to be consistently out in that. So they can come there from 10 to 2 any day and just get a glass of water and relax.
You had mentioned before, off mic before the program began, about the homeless, and we may be seeing a few more elderly. What are you seeing there, particularly with the community shelter? Are the elderly becoming more and more in need, or what are you seeing?
We have always had older, you know, a wide variety of ages that come to the shelter, parents with children and people in their 20s, even an 18-year-olds, a couple of 18-year-olds. But we've always had people in their 50s, 60s, and even 70s come to the shelter. But it's the research that I have done. I try to put out a media report, media kit in October of every year, right before Homeless Awareness Month that comes in November. And the research that I've been looking at says that veterans' homelessness is decreasing a little bit, which is really good. There's been a lot of awareness for veterans, and they deserve it. But then the biggest increase recently is elderly homeless, because they're being priced out. A lot of them are on limited incomes, fixed incomes, and they're being priced out of their homes. And that's really sad, because most of them, well, a lot of them can't work anymore, or and I'm one of those populations, but I've been blessed to be able to keep going. But a lot of them can't and don't, and that's a sad thing. I haven't seen what I would say at our community shelter an increase in that, but overall, that's what the statistics are saying, that there's an increase in elderly. Their Social Security will go up almost every January, but then the price of housing goes up even more.
Sure. And yeah, I know. One thing I do want to mention before we run out of time is, if people want to volunteer, if they want to get directly involved, and what are some of the ways they can do it?
Well, we need volunteers all the time, especially we use a ton of volunteers for events like the Ride for Hope, like the gala that we have coming up in November. We also need volunteers every day at the community shelter from 10 to 2. We have a case manager who's there every day, but people come in. There, we have a lot of people. We just added up the summer statistics. I'm supposed to get those today, about how many showers, how many loads of wash we've done, how many new clients we have with case management. And so while she does the case management, somebody needs to be in charge of snacks and helping people with their showers and getting their towels and washcloths and soaps and getting the laundry done. And so we need volunteers there every day from 10 to 2. Our office, we can use volunteers now, too, and they just come as a receptionist. And we're open Monday through Friday, Monday through Thursday through August, and then we open back up on Fridays from 9 to 1 starting in September. And we can use volunteers every day there as well.
At the Hope Center, how many men do you house there?
We house 10, up to 10. We do have some openings now where some have transitioned out and things have happened. But we also have a waiting list. It's also, we have about 15 people on the waiting list. However, we hope that waiting list goes down really quickly as we work on it this week, now that we do have some openings.
Okay. We're going to take another break. Kathy Parsons, President and CEO of Impact West Georgia, is our guest as we celebrate our 10 years of being on Community Voice.
Thank you so much for that.
And we'll be back. Well, you're welcome. We'll be back with more after this.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Radek, your host. Delighted to have you with us. We're very pleased to have in the studio Kathy Parsons, President, CEO of Impact West Georgia. We've been on Facebook Live this morning. We've got a lot of nice compliments about Kathy and the work of Impact West Georgia. So kudos. All right.
It takes a village. I have a lot of good help.
Well, it's a big effort. It's been a big work, a lot bigger than I think I ever thought it would be, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And probably you too.
Yeah. God didn't show me the forest, just one tree at a time.
One tree at a time.
Great.
There you go. Okay, I'm going to let you tell us a little bit more about the Ride for Hope. This is so important because y'all have got the gala, right?
The gala's coming up in November.
Right.
Yes. And it's a big fundraiser. We're going to be at venue 1625, or I can't even think of the name.
I don't know the number. Cedar Street.
It's actually where the old, up in the fairgrounds, at the where the old building used to be up there, is where it's going to be. Venue
really?
1675, I think, is it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. They have completely redone it.
I didn't know that.
And so it's going to be there this year. We're going to have live auction, and it's going to be great. We're still looking for sponsors for that, and we're also auction items. We'd love to have a hunt trip,
You know you're a hunter when you say hunt trip. You don't say hunting trip. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
That's good. So that's November. But right now in September, right?
Right.
We've got the Ride for Hope. So these are your two main fundraisers.
It is.
So this is really important.
It is.
So tell us about the Ride for Hope. Do you need this sheet or anything?
No. Okay. It's a beautiful scenic ride through scenic Carroll County. It's escorted. And we start, like you said, at Walmart in Carrollton and end up at John Tanner State Park. We have lots of cool prizes as an incentive to get people to ride. One of those incentives is pre-register now. Call the office at 770-834-4007. Charlene will take you, or someone there will take your registration over the phone and get you guaranteed a t-shirt and a ride pin. And the shirts are awesome this year, I think, too, by the way. And then the morning of, we'll have donuts and coffee there, and then we'll have a great lunch. Chick-fil-A is providing our lunch this year. And we just have a really good time up at John Tanner when it's over. And it's a beautiful ride. There's about 115 to 20 of us usually riding. And it's just one of the highlights of our year. We can use volunteers for that as well. And we can still take sponsors for that. If you get them in there by September the 1st, you can be one of the sponsors on the back of the T-shirt as well.
So we leave Wally World, and you say it's just a very scenic ride. We go up probably 16 to get to Tanner and that kind of thing?
It's different every year.
It's different every year.
Yeah,
well, that's smart.
But it's close, you know, to being the same, because we do the country roads.
Right.
And the gentleman who does that for us sets up our ride. He goes, like, the day before and sweeps any gravel or anything like that off the road to make it as safe as possible.
People who cut their grass onto the road.
Oh, yeah. That drives a motorcycle rider crazy.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous to have grass in the road or any kind of gravel. So he fixes that. So it's a very safe ride. And it's a beautiful ride, and we just have a really good time out there.
All right. To register, go to impactwestga.org or call Charlene at 770-834-4007. And we salute and we give God the glory for Impact West Georgia, and we're thankful for Kathy Parsons, who